Moving on to item 12A, staff reports. There's Karen. So, Gail, do you want to have Karen do the first staff report? Great. Yeah, you're on mute, but that's okay. Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, the report today is about the change in the law that was just mentioned. It is coming about with the passage of AB 361. We discussed this bill previously. It has to do with granting boards the flexibility to decide to continue to meet virtually during a proclaimed state of emergency. The law was signed by the governor last week on Thursday, I believe, and was passed as a urgency legislation, meaning that it became effective immediately. And the purpose was to allow boards with the current expiration on September 30th of the current executive order that allows virtual meetings. The purpose of the new law is to allow boards to continue to meet virtually if the conditions that are set forth in the law are met. And so we are working on putting together materials for the board's consideration at the next board meeting, which, as was mentioned, will be on October 27th, at which point the board can consider what the current circumstances are in our area, knowing that there's still a state of emergency in place that was proclaimed by the governor. And make determinations on how board meetings are going to be conducted going forward.
Right. So am I correct, Karen, that in terms of the go forward options, there is an option for a hybrid to allow public comment to be made virtually and or by phone while you have in-person meetings, in terms of just to try to give a sense to people what the options are?
Under the new law, yes. If the conditions set forth in the law are met and the board makes that determination, then yes, a hybrid, like what you have described, would be allowed.
And it, at least as I've read it, that under any scenario, the statutory enactment of 361 requires a state emergency order to be in place, right? That, in other words, it isn't driven by a county order. It has to be a statewide order, correct?
Correct. The state of emergency has to be declared by the governor, but it could apply to other emergencies, not just COVID-19, and right. It could apply to local emergencies as well. So an example of that might be a wildfire or an earthquake that might impact one area within California. The governor could proclaim a state of emergency based on that, and that would trigger the new law that we just described.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Any questions or comments for Karen on the staff report item?
Just one other question. Karen, if we're attending remotely, will the agenda need to list the locations where we are attending besides the office there?
Not if the board makes the determinations that are necessary under this change in the law. Yeah. You could essentially do exactly what we do now, which is you can zoom in and not post an agenda at your place of participation.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? I'm not seeing any. All right, thank you, Karen. So we'll look forward to that report to see what lies in store next. Any other staff reports, Kim?
Yes, I did want to mention on relating to the boardroom, Mr. Chair, you'd asked about a hybrid approach. Currently, our boardroom is not set up for a hybrid type approach. And we have done some research about what it would take to accommodate that. So there is some work that would need to be done if the board were to decide to go the hybrid approach. obviously we can accommodate what the board decides, but I did want to mention that. I did also want to mention that we are continuing to offer in-person appointments for members. I did want to mention that there continues to be low demand for those types of appointments. We do offer audio as well as video appointments. So I did want to mention that. That's all.
All right. Any questions or comments for Gail on those items? Seeing none. All right. So that is that it for staff reports today, Gail?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't look like we have any outside professionals with us. So let's move on to 12C, trustee comments. Any trustee comments today? I just saw a hand go up and now I can't find it. Oh, Mike, there you are.
Yeah, I just wanted to I believe it was Dr. McDonald that mentioned last time got approval for the CRCEA conference that's going to be held in Long Beach just prior to the SACRS conference. And right. I just wanted to let him and the board know that that conference could conceivably be canceled. The committee there for Los Angeles County is a little concerned about the number of registrations they have, and they're continuing on until October the 5th to receive registrations. I've been in contact with Luz and told her that this was a possibility, and so she's kind of holding off on sending any registration or monies to the conference, CRCA, till we're committed and know for sure. But it may turn out to be that only the board of directors will have a business meeting, and or those people that want to attend the business meeting will show up. So just a kind of an FYI, especially for Dr. McDonald, if he had planned to go there, we'll keep in touch with you and make sure you're updated on what's going on.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Any other specific trustee comments? I do have one other item, which I had neglected to deal with during the course of the presentations, but we did have one additional public comment that came in that I believe Christine is going to be able to read for us. So if we can, we will take that public comment now. Christina?
Yes, the public comment is from Melissa Hagen. I am a legacy member. Over $35,000 of contributions were taken off the top of my paycheck for on-call pay. And I am extremely, extremely upset that I'm being told this money is not being returned to me. It's an atrocity. It's illegal. It's immoral. And that's it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the public comment. Are there any other trustee comments returning back to item 12C? Any other trustee comments?
Scott, just one thing. She just reminded me of a question that I had about our first commentator. What is this specific? Do we know what she was commenting on or what the frustration was that she had with the situation?
Mr. Chair, I can add a little more information to that, I think. I think that she was referring to the Pacific Group insurance that C-Ray offers. The deductions can be taken from the CICERA retiree payroll that is currently allowed. So, yeah, I think that that's because she'd mentioned Pacific. So I think it's the Pacific Group insurance.
I was kind of concerned that that might be the case. I'll get with you, Gail, and see if we can work this out and try to get that straightened out.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Any other comments or questions? Everybody's suitably tapped out. Well, seeing none, we will stand adjourned until October 27. If anything significant happens in the meantime, I'm sure Gail and or I or someone will let us know. So carry on. Have a good rest of the day. Thanks, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Thank you.